Christy, explain to us, please, what a provisional ballot is and why we won't be able to have a declared winner tonight in the College Station City Council race.
A provisional ballot is a ballot that's made available to a voter that status is in question. Perhaps we cannot find them listed at the polling location. There may have been an issue. They may have been canceled in error. A lot of different things can happen. A provisional ballot is something that happened when we had the Florida issue, and the federal government came in and said, you know, you've got to find a way to allow everyone to vote. So anyone can walk in to any polling location and demand to be allowed to vote, and they will be handed a provisional ballot. The ballot is held to one side, and it comes directly to the voter registrar, and we spend 3 days researching them and identifying what their status is, and then we send that to the ballot board, and they determine whether the ballot counts or does not count based on what we find.
And who is the ballot board? Who makes up the ballot board? What is that usually?
You're going to ask me a question that I am not really up on.
Well, the ballot board is somebody that doesn't have to do this very often,
These are the people that review any questions, concerns. They
Now, is that a local group, or
yes,
does that... Okay,
yes,
okay,
yes.
All right, okay.
Karen McQueen's in the next room. She can answer this question.
Oh, okay, all right. But the idea is then these are people who voted under circumstances that were not particularly clear. You didn't want to disenfranchise them.
Exactly.
But you needed to make sure that their status is such that they should be able to cast a vote, and we just won't know until you've gone through every one of them, huh?
Absolutely, and we do research them very stringently. We go back through all of our records, and, you know, we'll find periodically where someone may have been on suspense, went to vote, should have filled out a card to correct the problem, but didn't. And so if they're on suspense and we don't get that correction within a certain length of time, they're purged. But if we can show that they voted in an election and the election judge perhaps didn't offer them that, then we will go back and reinstate them. So in that case, someone who may have been canceled, we would consider have been canceled in error. So it's an opportunity to make sure everyone has an opportunity to vote, and we try to research and find whatever issue there is and help people.